The Czechs have gone to the polls. After 8 years in government, the Social Democrats are to make room for the opposition right-of-center Civic Democrats with their sweeping promises of pro-market reforms and tax cuts. But this is not the end of the story. The Civic Democrats will only be able to form a majority government if they join forces with the Social Democrats. They have already rejected any form of cooperation with the communists. The leaders of the Civic Democrats and the Social Democrats so far rule out a grand coalition, leaving the country in political deadlock. Dita Asiadu reports.
Now, the weekend's elections have the Czech political scene split in the middle. The lower house of parliament, the Chamber of Deputies, is made up of 200 seats. But exactly 100 MPs will represent the left in the form of the Social Democrats and the Communists. The other half will be made up of the winning Civic Democrats and the Christian Democrats, both right of center, along with the centrist Greens, newcomers to the lower house.
Now, don't let's pretend that you'll be able to form a majority government. Are you planning to buy someone's support? What are you going to do?
The leader of the Communist Party, Vojtěch Filip, said during a TV debate on Sunday. And he's not that far from the truth, political commentator Jan Bureš.
I think that the situation is really very, very complicated because both parties, both blocs, don't have majority in the parliament. In my opinion, I think that there will be the first possibility is to build the coalition between Civic Democratic Party, the Green Party, and Christian Democrats. But they must looking for some support from Social Democratic Party, and it will be very interesting process if the Social Democrats will be accept this situation, and if they will want to support this center-right coalition.
But talks with the Social Democrats could have their complications. In a surprise statement shortly after the election results came in on Saturday, Prime Minister and Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek called into question the validity of the whole poll, accusing the Civic Democrats of holding an unethical election campaign and orchestrating several scandals to discredit him and his party.
I filed a criminal complaint against Mr. Topolánek for claiming that I have been meeting with the heads of the Prague Mafia. A police investigation is also underway into other damaging allegations. Should my words be confirmed, then we'll take the necessary steps to call into question the validity of the elections.
In a television debate, the Prime Minister and Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek was happy to point out to the other party leaders that his party will play an important role in the country's political future.
I would like to remind you, gentlemen, just in case you haven't realized it yet, that you will not even be able to lift a finger without us, the opposition.
At their party leadership meeting on Sunday, the Social Democrats decided that they would prefer to go into opposition, but they've not rejected outright some kind of coalition. On Monday, President Václav Klaus officially entrusted Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek with the formation of a new government. Mr. Topolánek will first hold talks with the Christian Democrats and the Greens, but he'll not necessarily stop there.
In the next few days, we'll try to hold talks with the potential partners, and I won't exclude the Social Democrats, in order to be able to sort out the situation we find ourselves in.
Mr. Topolánek has vowed to step down as party leader if he fails to form a new government. The constitution allows 3 tries at forming a government. Should they fail, the country will face early elections. So no matter what happens, the Civic Democrats will face some tough negotiations, and the Czech Republic can brace itself for several weeks of political uncertainty.
That was Dita Asiedu reporting. Now, as we've said earlier, the weekend